Ok, siamo qui con Jan Zvitkovic, regista del film vincitore del Leone d'Oro del futuro a Venezia con sua opera prima. So it seems that you've become more popular for your t-shirt and with the hammer and the sickle than your movie. What do you want to say about that?
Nothing. When I arrived to Venice, I had that dress on me, and we were a little bit late, so I wanted to have a bath in a hotel. And when I got into the water, they start calling me, you know, to join the defile outside the hotel, and I get a little bit nervous, you know, because they were calling me all the time, and I was in the water. So I said at the end, okay, but I won't change my dress then, you know. I will come as I am, you know, in my t-shirt, because I like that t-shirt. It's a nice sign, and that was the only reason. It was no political, you know, connotation or something.
There's no nostalgic attitude towards the former regime of Yugoslavia in some way, you know, like the difference between the desegregation now and what was on before.
Not really, just the reasons were only aesthetic reasons. I like the sign. It's a nice sign. But maybe it's also a little bit of nostalgia because, you know, when you remember that sign from your childhood, you know, you're a little bit attached to it. So, yes.
So what kind of a relationship do you think there is between the small familiar tragedy you have shoot in your film and the big tragedy of the disgregation of Yugoslavia? There's a relationship between the small life of a little family with his problems and the disgregation of a big country.
I wasn't thinking about that when I was doing the film. I wasn't thinking at all. I was just concentrated on the family, on the relations between man and woman, and between son and father and son and the mother. So, but maybe there is some connection because, you know, especially when you look at the man in the father of the family, because it happened very often in this period in the 90s in let's say in all the transition countries, that you know, when the father loses a job, you know, he loses a kind of orientation, and since he is not very very used on this new system, you know, of rule of the money, he can hardly, you know, swim in these new waters. And I know many cases when, for example, a family father lost his job and he couldn't find a new one. And you know, when a family father can't find a job, sometimes it happens that the other members of the family don't, you know, respect him so much as before. It's not, you know, intentional, but you know, when the time passes and when someone, you know, it's not the head of the family as you expected that he would be, you know, you by the time you can't respect him so much, you know, in some certain way. That is the nature of the human being. And maybe you know, some of that is also in the film, you know, because father can't swim in these new waters of transition. You know, he has only a half-time job, and you know.
And also in your family, when I say your family, it's the family of the film. There's a strange relationship, you know, between generations. You don't talk about the conflict between the two generations, which is typical when someone talks about a family, but it seems that in some way the two generations meet in a self-destructive attitude, the son and the father, in some way. Is there anything autobiographical or connected with the history, recent history, or whatever connection you can find?
But you see, this film was shot in my hometown, in Tolmin. It's very close to the Italian border. And it's shot, for example, the second half of the film is shot in a pub where I spent much of, you know, a very big part of my youth, all the nights when I was 16, 17. And so I can say that I know this kind of life very well. And also, I don't know, I can't say it's exactly autobiographical, you know, because what happened to me, it was not exactly the thing, the happening in this film, but you know, I know these kind of feelings very well. in the family and also into the let's say into the pub or outside the family. But actually this film is about seeking of love in a circle of the family. You know, everyone wants to be together, mother, father and son. They are searching for kind of love, kind of warmth, but they are doing the mistakes all the time. They are doing too many mistakes, and at the end, you know, they go to a kind of a self-destruction because of that, because they can't reach what they want to reach.
As you said, the movie came to your mind because it was related with an episode you saw in a pub or something like that, and then from this you decided to make a short film, and then this short film shot in 16 millimeters became a long length film. How come you decided to transform it into a long length film?
Actually, I didn't decide that. It just became like that because I wasn't very sure in my directing abilities because it was first time that I was directing a film. I don't have any skills in directing, in film directing. So I wasn't so sure. So I organized a very long and very intense preparations, rehearsals before the shooting, together with all the camera section and all the actors, and we had meetings every day. We went to that city and we lived together in a hotel. So you know, when you are when you spend so much time together with some certain group of people, the new situations are rising up. You know, the new connections, new relationships, new situations. So in that 1 month and a half that we spent together, the film just, you know, started to grow up, and when we shot the first 10 days, I went to edit the film, and after first editing I had about 40-45 minutes of film, so I had two chances, or to make it shorter, but in that way I realized that I would lose almost all the emotions, you know, it would be a kind of a short joke about alcoholic coming home and starting drink again. I didn't want to do that, so I was thinking about the structure of the film, and I realized that that I need some more scenes, some more, let's say about 5-6 scenes, crucial scenes, to keep the same emotional atmosphere in the film and to fill the emptiness in a structure. So I decided to shoot those missing scenes, and at the end when I edit all that scenes, it was the length of the film was 68 minutes, which is now.
And how come you decided to direct a film? You studied archaeology, is that right? And then you start acting and then directing. Was it easy to find like a production and things like that?
Yes, I was. The first thing that I did connected with film was a script for a short film in 1995, which they gave, that was because of money, because there was a sort of what's the word in English, a sort of competition in writing short scripts, and there was a money award. I was without money at that time, and my car got broken, so I needed money for the repair car, you know. And so I decided to try. I decided to write. I got the award, and I said, okay, it's a very nice job. You don't have to work so much, and you get quite a lot of money. I thought so at that time. And then my friend came from Prague, where he studied film directing, and we made together a film, Ulero, Idle Running, which was very successful. And after that film, I decided to write another short film, which is Bread and Milk, Pane Latte. They gave me money because the money for a short film, probably because of the success of the previous film, Idle Running. So I didn't have, but the strange was that when I made the feature length film, they were very angry, you know, in the Slovenian Film Fund, because they wanted their short film, and they want me to cut him on 15 minutes. I didn't want to do that, so I had many problems with them, but then, now after the Venice and after the some other awards, you know, now they think different and they gave me the missing money. So.
Okay, thank you.